Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter or email.
Now, a Tipperary woman, Mary Swords, featured on last night's First Date. She proved to be hugely popular with viewers last night, and I'm delighted to say Mary is with me now. Good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very, very well indeed. But more importantly, how are you, Mary?
I'm great altogether.
Great. And this newfound fame, not that you're any stranger to fame, but this newfound fame, Mary, how is it affecting you?
Oh, well, you know, I feel famous. I'm getting phone calls from everyone.
isn't it great altogether?
Yeah.
Tell me about this and your choice to do this. You lost your husband, of course, maybe, Mary, back in 2016, I think it was.
Yeah, it was 4 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, and a long marriage?
Yeah, well, we were married for almost 50 years and we were together for 52 years, Fran, you know.
Yeah.
So it was a long time, very long time.
And of course, you still miss him, Mary.
I do, of course, yeah. So when I saw First Dates advertised, I decided to go for it and see what happened.
Yeah. Was it what you expected it to be, Mary?
Well, it wasn't as I was expecting it to be because we went up in lockdown 5.
Mm.
And there was no bar or anything. There was only myself and John and my two sisters and Matthew, the host. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. It was kind of surreal in a way. But, I mean, it was very enjoyable at the same time.
Why did you choose to get involved in it, Mary?
Well, I think, really, I was looking for someone to, you know, if you're invited to a wedding or you want to go to a concert or, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or parties. Just a companion, really. I wasn't going looking for love, really.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't be interesting to get married again or anything like that.
yeah, you know? Of course. But and did you find, since you lost your husband, Mary, that, you know, that it was difficult to socialise because it's not a couple anymore?
No, it is very difficult now, I must say. It really is very difficult.
Yeah.
You know, it's very hard. It takes a long time to get over something like that, you know. A lifetime, really, 52 years.
Of course it is, yeah. And did you find that, you know, that you were staying at home more than you would have liked? Or?
I did, you know, and I'm not that kind of person. Mm. I'm always outgoing, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
But it gets very lonely, friend.
Yeah, of course.
The loneliness of people, you know, my age on their own, it's very lonely.
And this is before COVID and all of that, so, Mary, you know, this is just in general with life.
Oh, yes, in general, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I met John and he was a nice man.
Yes, this is John from Lochmore.
Yeah, it was a great crack, yeah. Did you see the show yourself?
I didn't see it myself, Mary, no, but we were having a quick peek this morning and Alison watched it for me and she gave me some notes on it and stuff.
All right.
But tell me about meeting up. I mean, were you apprehensive? Because this is a first date.
God, yeah. And they said to me, like, when did you last have a date? I said 52 years ago with my husband.
Right, so you were apprehensive about it.
I was, and I was nervous, and you know, and John was the same actually. He was the very same, you know.
Right, he brought you flowers, did he?
He did beautiful flowers, and he paid for the meal and also. A real gentleman.
Very, very good indeed. And how did it make you feel, young Mary? How did it make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel excited.
Mm, yeah.
You know, it's a bit of excitement in my life, and I believe I brought a lot of pleasure to people who watched it.
Absolutely, and we're getting loads of stuff in here this morning about how good you were last night and everybody complimenting you. So you were brutally honest, Mary, about yourself. And did you have any concerns about that wearing your heart on your sleeve? And
no, I didn't. It was just myself, friend. That's all. You know, I know you didn't see it, obviously, but I was talking about cannabis. We went to Amsterdam. I couldn't remember the name of the cigarettes. They're called Reapers, aren't they?
They are indeed.
And then there was the one about the vibrator.
Oh, that was very funny. I heard that, Mary. And we played it actually at the top of the show. We played the clip from it.
did you?
So you went out for a mass card and you came back with a vibrator.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I'm not sure if there's a special indulgence in that in some way, but you never know.
Well, I bought it, but I threw it out because I died in the night and my children
It's only an Irish person would think that if I died in the night and they found a vibrator in the room.
I know, that's what I said. I had thrown it out in the bin. Yeah, I said, you have to buy it, you know.
You spoke about, I mean, I know you for a long time, Mary, but you spoke about growing up and your dad passing away when you were very young. I didn't realise you were one of 12.
Yes, one of 12, yeah.
Yeah.
All the eight sisters are still alive, and I've one brother alive. The rest of them died a lot, pressing them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. It was just 12 of us all together.
And
yeah.
It must have been tough on your mum bringing up a family of that size then.
Oh, she was, because in those days, friends, you see, and then, well, the man called the Tunisian man.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's coming around, he's probably heard of it. His name, I say.
Yeah, my grandmother used to tell me about it. There was the danger the children would be taken, isn't that it?
Yeah, that's right. And put into homes, you know. But my mother wouldn't give us up.
Yeah.
My mother would not give us up. You know, we always appreciate that, because God only knows what would have happened if we went into one of those homes with all the terrible stories you hear about nowadays, you know?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
But we had wonderful neighbours, Fran.
Yeah.
We really had, you know, we had wonderful neighbours. Give us food and clothes and used to dress us for our communions and stuff like that. We really had. There were wonderful neighbours in those days.
So it wasn't easy growing up then, Mary? It was.
No, it wasn't. No, yeah. I didn't remember being hungry, you know? Which is hard to say nowadays, isn't it?
It is, but my father always told me about that, so that he'd always eat at night, that because he remembers going to bed hungry when he was a child. So
yeah, I can remember it as well, yeah.
Do you know, it's amazing. What's going to happen with John now? Are you going to...
Well, we only met up once since the lockdown. You know, when the lockdown was on level 4 and you could travel, you could visit some of the counties yourself.
Yes.
So we met in Cashel. And we had a lovely meal together. And, you know, we said we'd meet again some other time. But, you look, we can meet. Here I meet this morning, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
And how
we won't be meeting up till the lockdown is over, you know.
Right. But you might meet up at that point again.
Oh, we will, yeah. We'll meet up, yeah.
Right.
Friendship, you know.
Ah, of course, yeah, of course.
Just friendship.
And has this sort of made you happier, Mary, and, you know, made you realise that you can go out there and meet people again?
Oh, you can, of course. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It gives you confidence, you know.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And the guest thing, as I say, Mary, we worked together in radio years ago, and I didn't think you were ever lacking in confidence because, you know, but
it
obviously...
It was only since my John died, really, you know.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, when I went up, I had a bicycle, you know, and after John died, I couldn't ride the bicycle.
Are you serious?
Yeah, my confidence was completely gone, yeah.
I can't, but of course,
it took me a couple of years to get over him being con, you know. I used to imagine him just coming down the stairs and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But you're after 52 years is a long time, Mary.
Oh, it is, I know, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Do we need to look at people differently in this country? I mean, you know, everything is about couples, isn't it? You know,
It is, really. When you're on your own, you're invited somewhere. You know, you feel awkward, but walking in on your own, you know. It's tough.
And especially being a woman, because it's harder for a woman to walk in and have a pint at the bar and talk to somebody or something like that.
Oh, God, I wouldn't dream of it, Fran.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I'm old-fashioned as well, though, you know.
Yeah. I mean, a fella could be broken-hearted, but, you know, eventually he can go in and sit at the bar and talk about sport or whatever. But
Yeah.
So the whole first dates thing, is it a good thing in general?
I think it's a great thing.
Yeah.
You know, because they're very particular about who picks you up with.
Yes, yeah.
And they're very thorough about the person's, you know, their lifestyle and everything like that. You have to show your passport. You have to get letters of referees and that kind of thing, you know.
Right, so you feel safe whoever you end up with. And
yeah. Oh, God, you know you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is great, like, you know, if you want to end up with a serial killer or a murderer.
Yeah. What is your... Matthew, is that his name? What is he like in reality? Is he as courteous and...
Oh, he's gorgeous, yeah.
He's gorgeous, yeah.
He looks handsome on the television, but, God, you see him alive. He's a real trench charmer, let me tell you. Yeah, he's lovely.
Well, I'm delighted to hear it. Mary, it was lovely to talk to you after so long, and I hope you enjoy your newfound fame anyway.
I will, I'm sure.
All right.
All right, friend.
Look after yourself, don't. Yeah, my best to the family as well. Thanks, Mary.
Yeah, bye-bye. God
Thank
bless.
You. Bye-bye to you now. That's the great Mary Swords there, following her success on the first dates last night. But long before that, Mary was hugely successful on local radio and had a tremendous programme. In fact, there's a fantastic archive of all the work that Mary did with one-to-one interviews with people over the years. Long interviews, long conversations that was not sort of held back by ad breaks or anything. Beautiful, long conversations. And at some stage, stage or other, I'd love to listen back to some of that work, in fact, that Mary did. Anyway, there you go. Loads in about Gordon Elliott, as you can imagine. Hi, about Gordon. When did the horse die? So somebody, and let the race horsing, I beg your pardon, the horse racing authority punish him and let him get on with his business, as one of our listeners. I think Gordon Elliott should get a heavy fine, money going to animal welfare, and then be left his license. It was a moment of madness. We all do stupid things, stupid mistakes. He treats his horses very well and he employs over 80 staff. He has already been tried by media. That's one of the things we'll be touching on in our panel discussion today, the notion of being tried by media, and particularly by social media. And how do you feel about that? Excuse me, I'm choking today. Good morning, all. I want to wish Mary and John from First Dates the very best of luck. They both seem great crack. I'd say anybody in Mary's company would be all the better for it. They're both a tonic, and I hope they do very well. That comes in from Phil today. Somebody else saying, just listening to your caller there regarding Gordon Elliott's saga. I'm sure in reflection, Mr. Elliott can see the error of his ways. It wasn't a thought-out thing, and I'm sure it was a spur-of-the-moment error. He didn't kill the horse, and sadly, it's part of life. Horses die, as do all of us. Is it any worse than the horses that we see from time to time lying dead on the roads after being ran until they drop dead? It's a shocking affair, but should he be destroyed in both his business, etc. Circumstances because of one mistake? I think not. I love the show, Fran, says Paddy, who's in Cashel today. Hello, Paddy, how are you? Some people just have no respect for animals. They use them for their own purposes to earn big amounts of money. Horse racing, dog racing, etc. And we've all witnessed the abuse of both horses and dogs in these sports. A little respect for the creatures we share the earth with is not asking too much. And that comes in from Jane, who is in Nina today.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Subaru dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.